When Helen Finucci first used the phrase, love your team, in a presentation to a room of senior revenue leaders, you could have heard a pin drop for about 5 seconds as this radical idea sunk in. By this point in the conference, everyone had gotten to know Helen as the real deal, a deeply experienced, no-nonsense practitioner of sales management at the highest level, an MIT-trained mechanical engineer who boldly breaks down problems in order to craft practical solutions. The audience was primed for step-by-step advice on how to retain top sales talent in the new normal that had arrived 16 months earlier in March 2020. The Great Resignation was in full swing, and every manager in that room felt queasy when confronting the challenge of keeping their best performers on board and engaged. If you were a sales manager, recruiters were already targeting your sellers with ever more attractive offers with powerful incentives to defect, usually to a competitor, but also to some hot company in another space. Helen drove that point home, that suddenly the competition for your top talent is not only your traditional competitors, but every company in the world. Even I squirmed in my seat a bit. And I knew what was coming, or, more correctly, what had already come. An endless global war for top sales talent had broken out, and none of us felt particularly prepared. Helen had us where she wanted us, paying full attention, hoping for that practical insight that an engineer-turned-sales manager might drop on us. What we got was utterly unexpected. We got love. But not love as an emotion, attitude, or something to make us feel like everything was going to be okay after all. Helen brought love for a different purpose, one that fits her action-oriented way of making progress when facing any challenge. Helen gave us love, and specifically love your team, as an engineering solution to the otherwise intractable problem of surviving this new hybrid world where top talent not only can write their own ticket, but decide where they want to cash it in. In other words, a world where the power, all of it, has shifted from us as employers and managers to the individual contributors and team members we rely on to deliver results.